Blog Talk Radio.
Today. What I got on the agenda for today? Let me double check. I did plan my agenda, even though this is the first day of summer, y'all. You know, at the rec center, it is buck wild around here. I'm talking about super buck wild. Yes, sir. As soon as it gets dark, about 7:45, 8 o'clock. Yes, y'all. I am rocking live as usual. But we're going to hit up quarter number one with week 11 review. Then we're going to go quarter number two, playoffs. Did you miss the playoffs? Then we're going to go quarter number three, what's next for the teams that didn't make the playoffs. Then we talk about needing topics and a few emails that I got. Some funny emails, some stabbing emails, you know, poking at me, poking fun at, you know, the end results for the showgirls. But you know what? Hey, it's football, folks. It's football. You know, you can't win them all. You just can't win them all. Let me see who I got over in the chat room at the Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com board. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, is this, did I call Walnut?
Yes, you did.
Hi, it's Renee at Bob Price.
What's up?
I have a huge issue. we have a birthday Sanchez here, and you have a birthday Sanchez there. And when somebody enrolled mine here, she used yours.
Okay.
And then she told me, and I was changing her address, and somehow both of them got changed to my address.
Okay.
And now your address is lost. But I see she has a fitness pass.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you could look on your fitness pass card for Bertha Sanchez and give me her address so I can fix it in Recware. Because I need to give her credit, and now their accounts are mixed together.
Okay.
And I need to unmix them.
Okay. I'm going to give you to Jose. He's up front.
Okay.
And you explain that to him, and he'll be able to do that, okay?
All
right. No problem. All right. Sorry about that, folks, but you got to hold on 1 second. I told you, it's the first day of summer, and it's nuts around here.
Hey, Jose, when you get finished, can you take that call? When you finish up there, can you take that call? Okay.
Yes, like I said, it is nuts around here. We probably had about 1,500 transactions today and about 2,000 kids that came through this bad boy. So you know I lost all my hair. But anyway, let me see who I got in the women's tackle football group, that meme.com board. I know it says BJ, but I know that's my girl Nance. My girl Nance is running the boards today for super duper producer BJ, who just started her JOB back up. So my girl Nance is in the place to be. You got me, Flea Lee. You got Don Dunbar. You got Food. You got Jackie Price. You got Jennifer. You got Jennifer Kane, which I call JK. We got Jay White, number 50. We got MAC, which is Mac. And we got Vonda, Teresa, Menard. So that's what we're doing over there on the meeting board. Again, I can't get a chance to get over to the Blog Talk Radio unless I'm at home. So I don't know who's listening over there. Again, you can always dial in 347-826-7278. And my super-duper producer, Nance, will plug you in for today. Nance will plug you in for the day. So let me see. The gang is all here. Where my man Food at? There you go, Food. I knew you had to show up, man. You know I can't start a show without you. Anyway, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to go ahead and hit this with quarter number one. Quarter number one, quarter number one, quarter number one weekend review. Hold on a second.
Hey, did you get a chance to touch base with the phone? Okay. All right.
Yes, yes, y'all. I'm live, and I'm trying to get some rest around this joint, to be honest, because I'm just burnt out, tired, with all the events that took place today. But let's go ahead. I know the first day of summer is June 20th. Food. I'm talking about since the kids are out of school, son. That's what I call summer. When the kids ain't in school, that's summertime. But anyway, I'm moving on. And like I said, you can always make comments over there on the Ning board. I'm always answering questions over on the Ning board, so which is always great and handy dandy. I don't think this week we had a week review. So, you know what, I'm going to have to go, I guess I got to go over to the website, league website in this case, because I didn't have no updates updated. And I know that the WFA has updated their website, so uh-oh. That means that's an uh-oh for me. You know what I'm saying? That's an uh-oh. That means I got to find out where the stats and standings are. So it's going to take me a minute here again. Lack of, and didn't know that it was being changed as of today. So I don't know where the, let me put it, see, under schedules. It's probably be under schedules. That makes sense. There we go. What did I tell you? Your boy Coach Lee knows what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? He knows what he's talking about. But I don't think it's updated. Wait, there we go. Whew, had to push this other button. So this is week number 11 in women's football. Week 11, which was this past weekend. And let me double check if this was the right one. Let me see. Because, again, their weeks might be different than mine. So, shuckins. I hate when this happens to me. Well, that's all right. That's why you rocking four quarters with me. I know I don't have it here, but we will have it here in a minute. Yeah, I think it correlates with mine. I think it says week number nine. Yes, week number nine. Here we go, because I saw a situation. But anyway, we got the D.C. Divas 16, the Boston Militia 27. We got New York Sharks 46, Northeastern Nitro 7. Infusion 0, Pittsburgh Passion 42. Pittsburgh Force 0, Erie Illusion 20. Chicago Force 76, West Michigan Mayhem 3. Kentucky Karma 6, Cincinnati Sizzle 67, Sizzling. Wow, like I said, I haven't looked at the scores. We got the Dark Angels from Detroit 57, Dayton Diamonds 0. Atlanta Heartbreakers 28, Savannah Sabres 25. Hot dog, Sabres almost got them a win. We got the Miami Fury 24, Jacksonville Dixie Blues 45. We got the Palm Beach Punishers 20, Tampa Bay Pirates 14, Kansas City Spartans 18, Nebraska Stampede 32. We got the Iowa Explosion 20. Hold on one second. This is Deion speaking.
Hey, Deion, Clubhouse
Sharon? Sharon gone.
Oh, she left already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
hit it. You got a cell number?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, give it a call there.
All right,
later.
All right.
All right, we got the Minnesota Machine 17, the Iowa Explosion 20. We got the Wisconsin Dragons 0, Wisconsin Wolves 66. We got the Lone Star Mustang 0, Houston Power 12. Hot diggity dog. Mustangs got 0. I thought I was going to be the one to hold them to the lowest output ever, which was 8 points. But, yeah, hot doggy, congratulations to them, Houston Power. We got the Tulsa Eagles 0. Dallas Diamond 6. Must have been a forfeit. We've got the Memphis with the, or whatchamacallum as I call them, 30 Little Rock Wildcats 8. We got the Austin Outlaws 6. Zatico 0. Another forfeit. We got the Portland Fighting Philly 0. Central Cal War Angels 60. We got the San Diego Surge 43. Pacific Warriors 6. We got the Arizona Assassin 7. Silver State Legacy 22. That is a heartbreaker to me because I just really, really, really was fighting for those Assassins to win, let alone lose by less than 13, and they would have been in the playoffs. But oh well. We got the Central Florida Anarchy 30. We got the Carolina Raging Wolves 0. We got the Utah Blitz 30. We got the Spokane Scorn 22. We got the Los Angeles Amazon 0, Bay Area Bandits 40. We got the San Diego Sting, and probably the upset of the week over my Las Vegas Showgirls 20-6. We got the Philadelphia Liberty Bells 8, Keystone Assault 14. Yes, yes, y'all, you heard it. Yes, Showgirls lost. Hey, you know, like I said, you win some, you lose some. It's no biggie to me. We wind up ending the season with a 4-5 record. We do have 2 games left on the schedule, but we're not going to play them due to injuries. We're just toe down from the flow down, you know what I'm saying? And it becomes a safety issue for me, and I really care about the young lady, so I'd rather not play the last 2 games for safety issues. I mean, we're down to our teens now, you know, 14, 15 players. We had a couple of injuries this week. Crucial injuries, and it's not about playing the game when you're beat down. So, yeah, they don't count towards the WFA record anyway, but at this moment, there will not be a chance for me to play my ex-showgirls. You know, I'm bummed about that, but, you know, hey, that's just life. That's the way life goes. You know that. Let's see. That's that. Let me go see what the IWFL has in store. I'm not quite sure if there was any IWFL games. And I know people are hitting up the Ning board as I speak. I just haven't had a chance to get back over there to you guys, but I'll see as this is warming up. Let me see what you guys might be talking about. You might be talking smack. You might be talking stuff, but you know what? I don't care. We're rocking and rolling. Food's still complaining about the summer starts on June 20th. It doesn't, man. When you work with kids, The first Monday after school. All right, that's summer. But anyway, let me go over to the IWFL, see if there was any games this past weekend on the IWFL board. Let's see, schedule. Scoreboard, let me see. It should be on the scoreboard. Am I right? I'm hoping it's been updated. All right, there we go. We are updated. Hot diggity dogs. You move it. Move it, IWFL. Here we go. We got the Seattle Majestics 12, Modesto Maniacs 0. We got the Portland Shockwave 9, Sacramento Sirens 0. We got the Atlanta Explosion 2, Tennessee Tigers 0. I don't know if that was a forfeit win or a safety win. We got the Tucson Monsoon 6, SoCal Southern California Breakers 0. We got the Wisconsin Warriors 44, Iowa Crush 0. We got the New England Intensity 41, South Maine Rebels 0. We got the, who's that? Manchester Freedom 26, Philadelphia Firebirds 0. We got the Madison Cougars 26, Minnesota Vixens 14. We got the North Texas Knockout 63, Clarksville Fox 6. We got the Energy 22. I don't like how they put out of league non-conference team. That's bullcrap. Put the name of the team that they played. It's the Utah Jinx 17. So that was it for IWFL Action. Let me go over to my boy over at Easy Rankings. Shoot, I might have dropped down to the bottom now with that loss. No disrespect to this team, but we gave up the first victory in their history. And, hey, you know, it works out that way. Let's go. Coming in at number 10 in IWFL at a 5-3, we got the New England Intensity. Coming in at 5-2. At number 9, we got the Chattanooga Locomotion. Coming in with a record of 4-3. At number 8, Sacramento Sirens. Record at 6-2. Number 7, the Portland Shockwaves. Coming in with an 8-0 record, but still ranked only number 6, is the Carolina Phoenix. Coming in at number 5. With a 5-2 record. Actually, it should be 6-2, but I guess they're not counting out of conference games. We got the 5-2 Houston Energy at 8-0. At number 4, we got the Wisconsin Warriors. Coming in at number 3 with a 7-0 record, we got the Montreal Blitz. Coming in at number 2 with an 8-0 record, we got the California Quake. And at number 1, we got the 8-0 Atlanta Ravens. So that is the top 10 in IWFL. You can agree to disagree. You can disagree to agree. Hey, but that's how it goes down, because that's how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? That is how it goes down. What you mean you can't hear anything? Debbie, are you again on the wrong? My girl Double D, as I call her, Debbie, is always listening to something different than what she's supposed to be listening to. I am loud and clear. Can everybody hear me? Let me hear you say ho. There you go. All right. Moving on. We got the, let me see if I can get this here, the WFA rankings. Let me see where I'm at first before I even mention who else is on here. I think last week I was 36. Oh, God, y'all got to move to 40. And this thing moved up. They were down in the 50s. They moved up to 48. So, hey, I'm happy. We wind up being in the bottom third, though. That's I don't like hot dog. Out of 60 teams, we wind up in the bottom 20. Hot dogs. I was looking to be in the middle of the pack. But anyway, We rocking and rolling. Let's go. Starting off with number 20, coming in and with a 5-2 record, we got the New York Shark. At number 19, we got the Palm Beach Punishers, who are rocking a 5-2 record at this moment. I think everybody got 8 games, so there might be some games scheduled this week. At number 18, with a 5-2 record, we got the Central California War Angels. At coming in with a 5-1 record, at number 17, we got the Indiana Crash. Coming in with a 5-2 record at this moment, number 16, we got the Arizona Assassins. Coming in with a 6-2 record, ranked 15th, we got the Silver State Legacy. Coming in at 5-3, at 14, we got the Lone Star Mustangs. At 5-2, number 13, we got Iowa Explosion. Holding the number 12 spot, at 5-2, we got the Houston Power. Coming in with a 4-3 record. And the only team in the top 20 with a 3-loss record, we got the St. Louis Slam at number 11. We got 6-1 Miami Fury at 10. Coming in at number 9 with a 6-1 record, we got the DC Divas. Coming in at number 8 with a 6-1 record, we got the Bay Area Bandits. Coming in at number 7 with a 7-1 record, we got the Boston Militia. Coming in with a 7-0 record at number 6, we got the Pittsburgh Passion. And at number 5, at 7-1, we got the Kansas City Tribe. Coming in at number 4 with a 7-0 record, we got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. And at 7-0, and number 3 in the WFA this week, we got the Dallas Diamonds. And at number 2 with an 8-0 record, we got the San Diego Surge. And at number 1, 7-0, Chicago Force. Chicago Force. It all looks good. It all feels good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what rankings are. It's all independent. It's all one humble person opinion. And you can agree to disagree, but it's not here. So, again, that is what has gone down. That is quarter number one. That is quarter number one review of week 11 in women's football. The good, the bad, the ugly. Speaking of, I didn't even drop my sponsors. See, JK, how you going to let a brother go through the show without talking about his sponsors? We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football gear of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Four camps coming to you this coming up year. You better sign up, follow up. It's, what is it, www.womensfootballcamp.com. Updated, should be next Monday will be updated. Season's over with for me, so I can get my board together and we can start putting, pacing and getting things up there so people can start planning for the Women's Football Camp. So, again, that is something that everybody should be a part of. Some form, some fashion, somehow. Yes, there will be discounts over to teams that send six or more players. There will definitely be discounts for those who send six or more players. It'll be a special, what I want to call it, a special rate, a group rate for six or more players. What is the next thing? The next thing, hot dogs, Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. Yes, pick Enterprise because they will pick you up. I like food. Food just be following me up, putting explicit into my program. Debbie, are you on here yet? I still haven't seen you say ho. No, Debbie, BJ's not here. That's my super-duper producer, Nance. So BJ is not in today. But anyway, moving on. Quarter number two. Quarter number two, playoffs? We're talking about the playoffs, right? Well, I am not quite sure what the playoff brackets are, but I want to look and see if I think IWFL is done for this season. And I'm not quite sure if they have the playoffs set yet. I'm looking on their board. It might be too early to talk about playoffs, because I don't want to mess up and talk about playoffs and I pick teams that aren't in the playoffs and teams that are in the playoffs, which would be kind of screwy ooey. And I don't want to be screwy ooey. I want to be on point. Deb, you know I'm going to talk about the playoffs with you. So, yes, you got to listen to this. And even in the WFA playoffs have not been quite set yet, but I'm just going to go off of what I do know. So this might be a short topic until I get more info next week because I don't want to mislead anybody on playoffs. Yes, I know, Deb. I was rooting for you guys to win the game, let alone lose by 15. If you lost by 12, I would have been happy. And like I said, I've never hit my agenda with the team that I'm rooting against, you know. No need to hide. But anyway, let's start off in the National Conference in the WFA. Right now, coming out of the National Conference North, we got the Boston Militia. Coming out of the National Conference Northeast will be the D.C. Divas. Coming out of the National Conference Mid-Atlantic will be the Pittsburgh Passion. Coming out of the National Conference Central will be the Chicago Force. Coming out of the National Conference Region 1, this is where I'm confused at. In that region, I'm not quite sure. So I'm not going to say who's doing what. I don't know if they're coming out of the Central or the Atlantic. Or the South Atlantic, but then you got the Dixie Blues who are 7-0. So I'm predicting that they're going to the playoffs. In the National Conference Coastal, you got the Miami Fury at 6-1. And coming out of the American Conference. Hello, you need a key? Okay. We need some more bags because I had the kids clean up the trash can. around. I put as many bags as I could find. You know, you had like four big bags in your thing.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. All right, I just replaced the bags that after we washed out that had trash in them already, so all the trash cans are clean. All righty, no problem. And I come by and get the keys when I walk by there. I'll walk by and pick up my keys, so you can hold on to them. All right, in the American Conference Midwest, we got the KC Tribe. We'll be coming out of there. Out of the American Conference Midwest, there's a tie right now between the Machine and the Wolves. I'm not quite sure who owns the tiebreaker there. In the American Conference South Central, we got the Dallas Diamonds coming out of the American Conference Gulf with the Houston Power. Hold on, I thought. Want no Rex in the DLC.
Hi, is
Dion
available?
Yes, that's me.
This morning, and 15 told me the car
should
get a
schedule for me. As far as what? For the weekend?
Yeah, she said something about she
didn't
do that, and I
had something to take work for her. Yeah. I don't have a schedule for you as of yet. I got you on call. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't have a regular schedule. I might need you on call.
Okay, and then,
yes, sir.
Alrighty, thank you.
You got it. Alright, sorry about that. Yes, this is live. First day of summer for me, food, because there's kids here. But anyway, we got the Houston Power making it into the playoffs there in the American Conference Gulf. In the American Conference Southeast, we got the Memphis football team, or whatchamacallums, coming out of the American Conference Northwest. It looks like it's a two-way tie between the Portland Fighting Phillies and the Blitz, to be honest. The Blitz are 3-5, and Fighting Phillies are 3-4. The Blitz are done with the season, and Fighting Phillies have another game. So if they lose, it'll be a tiebreaker situation. So I don't know who's coming out of there. Out of the North Pacific, American Conference North Pacific, we got the Bay Area Bandits. Look like they'll be rocking and rolling the playoffs. I think they have two games up on the War Angels, so they got the tiebreaker there. In the American Conference South Pacific, we got the Surge coming out of there at 8-0. And then in the American Conference Southwest, we got the Legacy pulling out a comeback on those Assassins this past weekend and jumped ahead of them in the tiebreaker. So the Assassins can still end up 6-2, but they won't make the playoffs due to head-to-head with the Legacy. So that is my roundabout playoff situation. Sorry I'm not in detail because I don't have the details as of yet. But it's okay. It's all right. Double D, it's all right. I see you booing. You're booing in the chat room. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm booing for you. I'm mad. I'm heated. Because you know I wanted you guys to go to the playoffs, you know, so that it can be a proven fact. But it's like LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? You can go somewhere else, and if you don't win the championship, it's all for naught. You know, been there, done that. Won back-to-back division championships. That's nothing new. You should be. You've been there already. And I'm talking about my ex-teammates. You know, they're not happy about just being division champs. When you leave, you got to win it all. That's the whole purpose of leaving. And if you don't, wasted mission. You just split up two mediocre teams. I mean, one solid team to make two mediocre teams. So anyway, I'm not going to ramble and rumble about that. I'll do that at a later time. But once we get the playoffs rocking and rolling, we'll talk about those things. Let's see. We got Food talking about he gives Spokane a 1-3 chance of beating Portland on the road. Okay. Well, you know better than I do, Food, because you following it. you following all those people. And again, we got more people in the chat room. Welcome to the, you know, Four Court with Coach Lee each and every Monday night. If you've got any questions or concerns, you can always dial in 347-826-7278. We can talk about what I'm talking about. We can talk about what you want to talk about. It don't matter. My line is always open. Once you call, press 1 and pound, and my super duper producer, Nance, will get you in tonight. So, again, if you feel like calling, please do. This is a live show. There's no big deal. There's no big Willie here. But since we didn't really talk about the actual teams in the playoffs, there's a lot more teams that know they ain't in the playoffs. And I'm one of those teams. So, you know, the question is, what do you do? Well, I haven't been in this situation in a long time of not being a playoff contender. So, you know, I had to revert back to some 2008 season was the last time I wasn't in the playoffs, you know, year number three for me. And the funny thing about that year was we were 5-3, so I guess I'm moving on. Quarter number three, teams that ain't in the playoffs. So going back, my girl Nan says she needs a caller because she says she needs to keep busy, but she's laughing out loud. Don't over-indate her with all these phone calls. My fans love to hear me talk. But anyway, you know, being that I haven't been in the playoffs since 2003, it was the last time I have not been in the playoffs, I look back at that year as I sit here and speak. We came up a 5-3 year, missing the playoffs by a total of 13 points, and put a mission ahead saying that, you know what, we're going to be a playoff contender team. The players got serious and really wanted the offseason to work out. I had a core of about 10, 12 girls that constantly worked out. They were pretty much my athletes, you know, receivers, DBs, linebackers, running backs, and receivers. So we did a lot of 7-on-7 to build what we call one of the best passing teams, and I'm talking about vertical passing teams, in women's football over those 2 years, 2009-2010. But we really got a chance to focus. It was the second season of my quarterback, Mitch, Carrie Mitch, and when she came into her third season, she came and wound up winning the league offensive MVP for our conference, for our conference, American Conference offensive MVP. And it's because she put in the work. She put in the film studies. We put in meeting time. She threw the ball. And that's what's got to happen at this point in time for those teams that didn't make the playoffs. You got to get your core girls, the ones that love and die and eat and sleep football, and get them out playing with each other, be it in flag football, being against guys, being against gals, being a co-ed, but putting football on their mind and getting better, especially the timing aspect. I know some of our fans and coaches talked about changing the rules of throwing the ball. No, you work on those things over the off season, the timing and all that other stuff, when there's no pressure, when it's just, hey, let's go play catch. That is what we did. And like I said, we were able to turn around and go from 5-3 to 10-1 and then 10-2 the following year. So to win 20 games and only lose three was crucial after the season of not making the playoffs. And I think if the teams, if you're serious, that's what you're going to do. I'm not saying that the whole team. You need to get your serious players, your ballers, and do that. Your linemen, they should be getting together at least once a week and lifting weights together, you know, doing some running and lifting, because that's what it's going to take for them to get stronger and get better. How much time should you take off? I say at least a month. You know, let the season finish. If you're done this week, I wouldn't get back together until August. You know, take some time away from football. You know, get your banquet and stuff together. You know, meet up, put a plan of action together, and then go from there. And like I said, I know we had we have two games left on our schedule, and it will be great to get that experience. But when you beat down physically, and then again, I go back to my 2006 year. My team looks like my 2016, meaning as far as beat up, hurt, and injured. Like I said, half my team is probably in a cast, sling, crutches, or has surgery. And that was like with my 2006 team. It was funny, the last game of the season, you know, everybody was beat up. So it takes time to heal, takes time to plan, and put together a serious off-season, a serious weightlifting program, because, again, it's all about lifting the weights. It's about getting your body stronger. Taking a pounding is why a lot of the young ladies are injured. Didn't take it serious one way or another, you know. You got to get your body in shape. You got to get the joints strong. And that's what you need to do over this time period. Take some time to yourself as a player, as a coach. Breathe. Enjoy family life. Enjoy work life. Enjoy the park, you know. Enjoy the ocean. Enjoy the hot sun air. I mean, hot sun air. The hot sun and the fresh air. And then come back in August ready to put together a 90-day program to get yourself ready. Hopefully teams are putting together their marketing plan to start recruiting for next year. Again, I know I am. Personally, we actually had a tryout on the day of our last home game. It wasn't as successful as I thought it would be, but I just know that it's a good marketing plan. Again, part of us not winning and losing our fan base as the season went on played tribute to the fact that we didn't have the people there for the tryouts, you know what I'm saying, word of mouth. You know, when you're not winning, people ain't talking about you. They only talk about you when you win. So our crowds got pretty sparse towards the end of the year and probably the worst in team history. Again, I'm a realist. It went down that way. But again, these are times where you got to get together as players, as administrators, as coaches, and, you know, and do an end of the season survey. I love doing an end of the season survey. Win or lose, I still send out my survey to all my players and they get it back to me, what they like, what they didn't like. Maybe next show I'll probably read it off question by question so that teams can put one together. But, are there any coaches on the team that should be replaced? Is there any coaches on the team that should stay? If there was another team in the city, would you leave to go play for them? If so, why? You know, you got to find out, you know, do a survey on your team and find out what's going on, what's going down. What else? You know, what could we have done better this year? Was practice appropriate time? Could we change practice? What day should we do off-season workouts? It's some good information that I'm just going off the top of my head what's on that thing. It's about 30 questions, and you go in detail. You know, what can we do better to fundraise? How can we get more people, fans, to our games? Did it cost too much, or was it not enough? Who was our crowd? All kind of good things. But those are things that administrators and coaches should be putting together. Again, players should be putting some thought into, is this what I really want to do? Because I put my foot in my players' butts at the end of our game, and it wasn't because we lost. It's because, why are you here? You know what I'm saying? You don't show up to practice, but you show up to games. You hurt, and you don't come to practice or games. I mean, why do people play football? Why do women play? And I just put it on the social aspect. A lot of the women are playing because they're socialites, and they want to, you know, they got something in common with some other women, and that's where they want to be. So I'm looking at it as a meat market, you know. And I put it out there because I'm a realist. Like I tell you guys all the time, people don't like me all the time because I am who I am. But I don't want you out here if you're out here to be a socialite. I want you to be out here because you want to be a football player, and you're going to come to practice, and you're going to get better each and every week, and you're going to listen and learn and improve, you know. I got a lot of kudos over the weekend, you know, for putting together what I call a scrap iron team, meaning, you know, a team full of rookies, just like starting from scratch. Being on top of the mountain before, you know, for 2 years and not making it to the peak of the mountain but to the top and then falling off and then still be able to come off with four wins this year in the tough conference that we were in and the teams that we played. You know, there's only so much we can do. All I can say is look out for us for next year. We're going to come back bigger, faster, stronger, smarter, And it'll be a whole different story next year. And that's what I'm preaching to my girls. And, of course, I'm weeding out those who don't want to be here. If you don't want to be here, I don't want to see you next year. You know, that's just the truth. I can't coach somebody who don't want to be coached, and I can't coach somebody who don't want to come to practice to be coached and then sit on the sideline and bitch about their playing time. That's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you do it now. You don't wait 2 months, 2 months down the road and have it boil over. You know what? Address the issues now. Come together and do your thing, or separate, one or the other. And that's how I like to end things. My team last year tried to hold me captive. You know, I gave them a deadline to September 1st of, hey, I need to know if you're rolling with me or not, because I'm moving forward with or without you. They didn't like it. But I'm not going to sit here and wait till December or January to figure out who is going to be on my team and getting the timing and all that stuff together. You know what I'm saying? So it's all working. You have the keys? All righty. Thank you. So, again, it's a matter of putting your team together now. You know, administrators, are you going to hire the same coaches back? Are you going to do an out interview with them? You know, what can you do to improve? You know, stuff like that. This is the most important part of the season. You know, when I told my players that we're done, you know, they were upset, but that's just too bad. You know, and then I put out the email like I normally do on every Monday, hey, practice on Tuesday films, because we got to end the season the way that we started, watching films. Learn from our mistakes, see what we did wrong, and then talk about, you know, exiting out, such as our banquet. You know, do we want to do a fancy dancy banquet? Do we want to do a in-house banquet where you bring your own, yeah. Oh, this door's closed, won't close. Anyway, you know, you bring your own snacks and everything, we can do that. But you got to get together one last time as a team. Like it or not, you know, dislike people in there or like them. The fact is, it has to be done. And some people don't want to come to grips with that, but a good organization is going to do what they got to do. That means clean house. If that means invite those back and put a plan of action together, then let's do it. Some teams are getting together and saying, okay, we got a core 12. Hey, Deion's running, him and his crew are running a women's football camp and conference. Let's see if we can team up and drive together and get together and represent. Hey, why are you guys in here? Nah, hey, you guys gotta go. Go out now. Yeah. Oh, Keith, I bet. Just put them on my desk. I'm not in there. Yeah, just put them on my desk. I'm not in there. All right, let's go. Out. Yeah, you don't get paid. You don't come back in here. Let's go. Out. All right. So. No. Out. All right. So the bottom line is, you got to clear the calendar and start plotting out and planning now. You know, football is 365. Organizations work 365. That's 365 days a year. 366 if it's a leap year. Coaches, most of you guys are going to start coaching high school ball or Pop Warner ball, so you're going to keep things fresh and keep going. That's great. And then players, again, if I was a player, I would go out and try to coach as well, learn as much football as I can. You know, if I got to run my own football 101 classes or whatever, I got to seek knowledge. Again, we must improve the product. And that's where I stand. I've been standing since day one, 2006, actually 2005 when I first created and started the Showgirls. So I don't even know if I'm still on. Am I still on? I just walked away. No, I just got back to that. Yeah, I threw the kids out. You know, it's time to go. I ain't got time to play. I told you I'm a realist. When it's 6 o'clock and the kids got to go, you got to go. I got other programs. So, again, I'm going back to the Ning Board I'm welcoming myself back to the Ning board. There's some good things on the Ning board. For those who don't know about the Ning board, it's Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. We got over 2,300 members who are serious about football. Not only football, but women's football. So please join. Hey, what's going on? You ready to do, okay, for Friday, right?
Tomorrow.
Tuesday? Yeah, at 7:30, right? Yeah, I'll be here. We deal with it tomorrow. Just come through me. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, let them know. Call them up. I got it. At 7:30, though. 7:30 to about 8:45. All right, we're good. All right, so, again, it's just a matter of getting better. You know, I'm going to be getting better. I'm doing some things starting next week. It'd be a surprise to most, but hey, I love football a lot. And once it's official, I'll be making that announcement of some plans that I got here in the future, the real near future. My girl Double D, hey, baby, if you want to come play for me, come on. I would love to have you and Angelique come play for me because, again, I'm building a championship here next year. You heard it first. Four quarters of Coach Lee, I am building a championship team next year. Trust me on that. We had some good bodies that came out for the tryout. It wasn't, like I said, what I had planned, anticipated. I had about 58 emails stating that they were going to come and try out. I wind up getting maybe 6 or 7 of those 58 players to come out. But I got those names. I got the list. We'll put together a bigger plan to try out and stuff like that. So, again, you know, it's all about recruiting frenzy right now. You know, players are jumping ship and going to teams across the country. You know, people want to take their talents elsewhere, and there's nothing wrong with that. Again, nobody's getting paid, so you got to be able to afford it, unless the teams are paying. But, yes. Again, I would love to see players. I like to see that players have gone other places to find out about football from other coaches to go play for. It has not been an issue with me at all. But again, as teams, as players, it's time now. If you're not in the playoffs, it's time to get your body right now. You know, if you're a rookie, you finally got your first year under your belt, you understand what you got to go through. Now you understand that you got to be in shape when it's time to, when January rolls around, you got to be ready to go. You can't start getting in shape in February, March, or games in April. It don't work. Football is 365. Again, 365 is football. And you got to make it happen. For those teams that are in the playoffs, don't think about whatever. It's one game and you're out. You know what I'm saying? One game and you're out. So you got to put in your time. For the teams that are in the playoffs, the successful teams have been the ones that have had 95% of their players come to practice 90% of the time. Those are the teams that won championships. That is the key to women's football. I've never seen a championship team win a championship with players who didn't come to practice. Football is the only sport that everybody must practice because it's all about timing. Timing and understanding of where people are going to be at this certain point in time. Basketball is not about timing. It's about getting a rebound, run down the court, and go slam dunk and shoot a jump shot, whatever. One person can win it all unless your name is LeBron James. But Kobe can do it. That's a shout-out. I'm a Laker fan. But what else? You know, the ladies haven't understood that yet. You don't understand how important it is for everybody to be on the same page. All 11 people on the field on the same page. It's very important. And if you're taking football serious, you need to get to practice. You need to be planning, and you need to get better now. A lot of you guys haven't played sports for 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 years since you've been in high school or college, and you came out to play football. Well, it's going to look like a novelty all the time unless you're going to get off your butt and go work out and get better and get stronger. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm not quite sure where I'm at in the show. I'm looking up at the clock. I think I got about 10 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and end this topic. this topic was. What was this topic? I just be talking sometimes. Oh, it was what's next for the teams not in the playoffs. Got to get stuff together. You got to get ready. You got to move forward, and you got to get things rolling. And if you can do that, if you can do that, you will be a contender next year and not a pretender. So I like the fact that women's football is getting more competitive, that teams are balancing out now. It comes down to coaching. Coaching is the key. If you got an even team, the team with the better coaching tends to win. So, again, get on it, get it together, make it happen. Let's rock and roll. All right, here we go. Quarter number four is normally I open it up to the phone calls. I normally open it up to the kneeing board. What else? Sometimes I get emails. I got a bunch of emails this week. A few from some ex-players, you know, taking shots at me. But you know what? It's all love. It's all love. You know, again, yes, you made the playoffs. You've been there before. So what's new? That was some of the emails. And we're not. Well, we're not supposed to. We're fresh and new. So it's no big deal, folks. All right. Let's see what the hot topic was on the Ning board real quick for this week. Hot topics on the Ning board. Women's Tech Football Group .Ning, that is.
Yeah. Yep, I got you. You closing out already? All right, go ahead and close out. I'll make that announcement.
Hold on one second. I'll make a quick announcement. Quick announcement.
Attention Walnut Rec Center. The center will be closing in about 8 minutes.
We got about
8 minutes before we close the door, so please finish up your workout, clean up in and around you, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, I had to make my quick announcement. I didn't realize it was time to close in 8 minutes. But anyway, let's see. Hot topics. Hold on. I just got another hot email. Let me see what that is before I go on to the hot topics since I'm on that page. Okay. Oh, that's pretty cool. But anyway, hot topics. All right. I know my man with the Jinx need to fill a couple of games. Need to fill games still up on the board. So, again, if you want to get some experience and you're not in the playoffs, highly suggest hitting up my man Coach Culver with the Utah Jinx. He has some games that he wants to fill with his independent Utah Jinx team. It'd be a good idea. Again, the more games you play, the better you can be. What else we got? Another topic was WFA website is up, brand new, so check that out, WFAfootball.com. That's WFAfootball.com. We got, there is a Lock Heaven University Ladies Football Clinic taking place in July 30th weekend. For more information, contact my man Don Dunbar Jr. There's also an announcement of a Iron Women's Football Contact Football Championships. They are wanting to go heads up with teams that are wrapping up their season. They don't matter what league you're in. There's no cost to be in it. They're looking for teams in the IWFL, the WFA, and the WSFL. Who posted this? Mary Lee Butler. I don't know if there's any contact information on here. You can contact Mary Lee Butler at mrybutler3256@yahoo.com. To find out more about that, it'll be something that takes place in September. Again, it's a Iron Women's Football Contact Championships. So like a tournament, i.e. flag football tournament, but this will be contact, full contact. Oh, Nance, I am about done with this. If you want to hit the music, I am all for it. If you want to hit the music, I am all for it. If I don't have any phone calls, So that is my name. I will see you guys later.